It is dated January 7th, 2009. Dear Prime Minister Harper, re the Middle East crisis. On behalf of the 56,000 members of the Canadian Union of Post Workers, I am writing to demand that the Canadian government condemn the military assault on the people of Gaza that the State of Israel commenced on December 26, 2008. Canada must also call for a cessation of the ongoing Israeli siege of Gaza, which has resulted in the collective punishment of the entire Gaza population. Canada must also address the root cause of the violence, Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories. Israel's current actions are totally out of proportion with any notion of self-defense. Israel's actions are resulting in the massacre of people in Gaza. Israel's action will not bring peace to the region. They will result in Israel being less secure. Professor Richard Falk, the UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights in the Occupied Territories, has characterized the Israeli offensive as containing severe and massive violations of international humanitarian law as defined in the Geneva Conventions, both in regards to the obligations of the occupying force and in the requirements of the laws of war. CUPW strongly urges the Canadian government to condemn the serious violations of humanitarian and international law by the State of Israel. The Israeli government siege and military incursions into Gaza are not isolated events. It is a direct result of Israel's ongoing occupation of Palestine and the refusal of the Israeli government to abide by numerous United Nations Security Council resolutions. Therefore, as a longer-term strategy, the Canadian Union of Postal Workers is asking your government to adopt a program of boycott, divestment, and sanctions until Israel recognizes the right of Palestinian people to self-determination and complies with international law, including the rights of Palestinian refugees to return to their homes as stipulated in UN Resolution 194. Yours truly, Denny Levelin, National President of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers.